Hi, thank you for calling Max Health. My name is Ashley, floor supervisor. How may I help you today?
Thank you, Ashley, for coming on the line. I appreciate it. Yes, as I told Laura, the previous person in customer service or whatever department it is, I'm having an issue with a charge that I've called on twice before concerning an order that I placed on the 29th, which your department has said I did not have an order on that date. However, I was charged on the 30th for $26.18 to my credit card, which ends in 5011, that I charged it to initially. And so this caused the problem when I had, because I initially called to get this initial or the first order into an automatic shipment or subscription. And what they did was just made me a new order altogether, which is fine, except that I'll have two charges within the same month or receive two orders within the same month. So I want the first one canceled if you can find it.
Okay. I mean, I'd be more than happy to assist, ma'am. It's definitely not a problem.
Been a definite problem because nobody could find the initial order, and they kept saying it was not made, and I was on the phone for hours.
Okay, well, I'll try to assist you.
Thank you.
What date was that charge?
It was charged to my credit card on May 30th.
Okay.
I called in on the 29th of May for the order, and it was for the Omex triple probiotic, prebiotic, inulin, whatever.
Okay. Let's see. For security, if you don't mind, would you be able to provide with a good shipping address for yourself?
Yes, 356 Reservation Road, space 8A, Marina, California, 93933.
Alrighty, thank you for that. So I do pull up an account here. Actually, you have a few accounts. But this one, it looks like it could be the charge that was sent over in the notations and what I show on the account on the 31st of May here. It is for the probiotic I show. But I show it's the amount of $21.80. Is that what you're
saying?
Yes,
that's the new one. That's the new auto ship one. The one that I was telling her I wanted it added to the first order. It never got added.
Okay. So you're speaking about the charge for your original order you placed online yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so that wouldn't have been a charge on May 31st.
No, it wasn't. It was a charge on May 30th. According to, I just called my credit card company, and they gave me a list of all the charges and the dates. It was May 30th. For $26.18.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go about this a different way. I'm just going to take your payment method, and I'm going to run it through our system to locate all the charges and all the dates. So one second. May I have the first six numbers on that credit card?
Yes, 410039.
Thank you. And the last four?
5011.
Alrighty, so I'm gonna go look at your online orders because maybe that had reoccurred on the same date with the billing, but on this account I don't find it.
Well, my credit card says you charged me, so you should have a record of it somewhere.
I understand, ma'am. That's why I said I'm gonna go into a different system to look for it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay, so this is a reoccurring, not reoccurring. This on May 29th is for the probiotic. So you were billed 2618. It was put through in our system on May 29th.
Yes, that's
and
right.
It's in shipment to you.
Right, that's the one they said they couldn't find.
I found it.
Great, you're wonderful. One of many. Okay.
Okay, so what were you requesting on the order?
Can we possibly cancel that 2618?
You mean you're requesting a refund because you called and placed another order for a subscription?
Well, it's a cancellation and a refund because I do not want to have two probiotics sent to me within a week.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, but it's in transit, so you will be getting the products, but I'll see what I can do about what you were billed.
It hasn't shipped yet. Do you see whether it's shipped or not?
It has. It is
it
in
has
transit.
Shipped.
Yeah. It's okay, expected
so
delivery on Saturday.
Since you can't cancel that, can you change the auto ship date from this month to next month?
So you're wanting to skip a month?
Yes, on the new order of the auto ship. It's the one that was placed on June 1st at $21.80. Well, it may have been the 31st. It was charged on June 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do show for that was processed on the, or successful billing on the 1st for the 2180. The next shipment date should be scheduled for the 6th of July. So
yes.
Would you like to push that out further?
Oh, they did change it because I sent an email and asked them to confirm it, and I never got anything back because I went to the back of the printout that I had on the original order, and
mm-hmm.
It had an email address. So I sent them an email telling them the problem and asked them if they would please change the auto ship date. So it is going to be July.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
July
6th. That's wonderful. That's what I wanted to do in the first place, and they said they couldn't do it.
Yeah, I do show looks. Well, what I show as far as the emails go was back on the 2nd. So maybe she did go ahead and have it updated between then and now.
What do you mean by that?
I show something regarding you and emails on the 2nd of June here. So maybe it was updated on your account somewhere between the 2nd and today.
Oh, okay. So now the $21.80 that was initiated for the auto ship, the due date for shipment on that one is July. They have not made a shipment on it, have they, already?
That's your next scheduled shipment date.
I know it shows the next scheduled shipment date, but I want to make sure they didn't ship one at the time of the order.
I'm pretty sure it has shipped. I'll check on that. I'll check on that as well.
I appreciate that because, as I said, I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, it's in transit. It's in Windsor, Connecticut. It's about halfway to you already.
The auto ship one is on already sent to?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. And here I've been on the phone with you for 4 days trying to get this corrected, and I'm still going to get two of them in the same month.
We can definitely push it out further than July if you wish.
Well, you'll have to. You have to make it August, because that's the only resolution that I can think of, because it would cost me money to try to send it back to you.
We're just due to COVID and everything. We're not taking return product back.
Oh. I
said I did push that out until August 6th for you. You can always, you know, call us back to push it out even further if you need to do so.
Okay. Autoship of 531-2180. Date of shipment changed to August. What date?
The 6th.
8/6. That's strange. Is today the 6th?
Today's the 4th.
A 4th. So how did that get shipped already? If it ships every 30 days and is going out August 6th.
It was ordered, the payment went through on the 1st, ma'am, so it's had time to be sent to United States Postal Service. That's why it shipped.
Okay. Well, it's neither here nor there at this point. There's nothing I can do about that. Okay, so August 6th. That will at least help. And I sure don't appreciate having to be charged in the same month for a product. And I don't understand why the previous supervisors could not find it.
It just takes a little digging around, ma'am. It's a complicated system.
I guess so. Well, needless to say, I was not very happy with it, and I hope I don't have any more problems in the future. But thank you for your help. I appreciate your being able to find it. At least we've come to a resolution.
You're welcome. I'm not a problem. Did you have any other questions or concerns today?
No. Thank God I don't have any others. Have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for your help.
You're very
Bye.
Welcome. Thanks for calling, Max.
Bye.